I've got a great stream starting shortly, but since I'm not content with the sound of silence, here is some music to tide you over until stream time. Thank you. Hello everybody, welcome to the stream. I'm finishing up setup here. P2D is loading our flight plan. When P3D is loaded, I will go ahead and I'll go ahead and load RC4 because that hasn't been loaded, I'll load that, and then, it's loaded, I just need to run it. After that, we'll load up FSXP, and import the flight plan. I'm not gonna, I'll just import it, and, do a manual flight, like the waypoints and stuff and whatnot will be there. I hope that P3D didn't just crash, because it doesn't seem like it's loaded yet. What's taking it so long? Okay, there it is. It is loaded. I know you guys can't hear I know you guys cannot hear the plane yet. Hold on, I'll get into that. I'm gonna run. Radar contact. And let's see if we're gonna run. Let's see, what do we want? Let's go with that. I wanna get this thing in the real time, because we do that, I think we'll be around departure time, which is awesome. We always want to be put departure time, because the our well, I mean, actually, the departure time is actually 8, so we got a bit, gotta move on here. But basically, I'm trying to be a little bit more professional now with the stream. As you can see, I did take a little inspiration from Liam and did a like a starting soon music thingy, and hopefully, this will be. And somebody just direct messaged me. Who was that? By the way, sorry for the what is it? Sorry for the like crackle. Well, not, I guess, buzzing. It's something to do with the microphone. Oh boy, come on, hurry it up, and get the time here if it's real time. Now, hurry it up. So I dispatched the flight. We are gonna fly at a cruising altitude of 32,000 feet. I'm gonna load up FSX Pilot and get that started. Get that, get that started. And come on, number 6 pilot. Gonna import this flight plan. GA. Running now. Goodness. Okay, we are not going to add a standard landing and takeoff procedure. No to both of them. Save it. KLGA KTMH. Save that. Open it and load. Save it. I just deleted the stuff that we needed to delete because due to a bug. And I think we're pretty much set. I can run with our contacts. Actually, no, I need to launch PEMCARS now. Quickly update, but should be good. Log in here, real quick, get flight bid, and begin flight. Alright, so now I got payload. Alright, so now it's time to let you guys actually hear what's going on. So now we gotta do, let's see, it's
from your virtual airline,
what is it?
Non-critical discrepancies dialog to follow discrepancies should be checked before continuing. Fuel weight, 20,932 lbs. No alt plus N.
20,000 or so pounds. So let me just check that real quick.
From your virtual.
Let's see.
Tap control, begin flight.
No, I wonder if I should just.
Ops 22.0, Chat 1, column 3, Lockheed Martin register, depart, Lockheed Martin.
Do things realistically.
Autopilot main command. AP not check, arm not spec, AP comma, man, select, are you man, not freedom, please, not cam, not AP, please, slash, alt not check, HDZ not, MCH not check, SDZ not check, nav not check, multi line, greater.
Let's see, set, fuel, percent. What is it, 45
greater.
Maybe?
Fuel level in all tanks has been set to 45%.
Greater.
We have 11,723.9 pounds of fuel left, sir. Mm-hmm. This is 45% of total capacity.
I know.
Lucky Martin register, pre-register fuel. From your virtual airline, Grand Card B0. Non-critical discrepancies dialog to follow discrepancies should be checked before continuing. Payload weight, 0 lbs, not close to dispatch plan, 10,810 lbs.
10,810.
From your
See, FSX pilot Lucky actually gets the payload correct.
Autopilot main nav check, multi-line, greater.
1 0 8 9
land 9 8 land greater.
Boarding completed. Our current payload, including passengers, crew, and cargo, is 10,810 pounds.
Lockheed Martin register, prepare 3D register B4.
All right, so let's see. We have.
From your virtual airline.
We should be able to begin the
flight. Yes, begin flight.
Now.
Rest.
And yes, we can. Awesome.
Unavailable. Okay. Tap control, data grid view table.
Now let's go ahead and.
Lockheed Martin register for Ops 22.0.2, Chat Row 2, Column 1, from your virtual airline, FS Real Time Road, Radar Contact, Version 4.0, Radar. Legacy Art, FS 200X, Light Legacy Multi, Radar Contact, RUN Grouping, Start RC. Rest.
No, I did not run it.
Tap control, data grid view table.
Okay, now it is running. Now.
Radar Contact, Version 4.0.1, Column 2. Radar Contact, Version 4, from your virtual airline. Explorer. From your virtual airline, Grand Ops 60. From your virtual
let's go ahead and load. Chat
window,
land. Ah, oh, goodness.
Desktop, prep, show the user promoted notification area, FSX pilot. People. Running applications, Sky 1, Ops Studio 1, Google Chrome 1, launch radar, concrete stream, Chat 1, prepar 3D, V4, 1, running window sub menu. Lockheed Martin register, prepar 3D, register, V4.
Okay, we're back to the P3D window.
Autopilot main.
So,
file sub menu, alt plus F. Flight plan sub menu, file sub menu, alt plus F, flight plan sub menu. Low FSD flight plan, L.
Load this flight plan that we
open dialog, file name, taxi not selected, 1 of 80. Item 2, KLDAKCMH.TXT 66 of 89.
Hold that. And,
nav not checked. Multi-line, greater. Nav not checked. Multi-line, greater.
For whatever radar contact wants to throw at us. So, let's go ahead and, start.
Lockheed Martin register, prepar 3D register, V4.
Radar contact communication. By checking the weather.
Your comm.
Got it.
New York, LaGuardia, local ATIS information, Alpha, winds 2, 7, 5, at 1, 6, visibility 6, 2, clouds, broken 5,100, temperature 1, 0, dew point 1, altimeter 2, 9, 7, 1, landing and departing, runway 3, 1, advised delivery, you have information, Alpha.
Delivery.
American 34, 31.
Ready for clearance per
kilo. Charlie, Mike, Hotel, Airport.
With
Alpha.
American 34, 31, clear to the kilo.
Charlie, Mike,
Hotel, Airport, as filed, climb and maintain
6,000.
Expect flight level
320
within 10 minutes after departure.
Squawk
2466. Departure frequency
120.4.
Clear to the
kilo, Charlie, Mike, Hotel, Airport,
as filed, climb and maintain
6,000,
expect flight level
320,
squawk
2466,
departure
120.4, American 3431.
American 3431, read back correct.
Yeah, that's good.
Ground, taxi, American 3431.
Is with you at
31.
Ready for taxi.
American 34, 31, ground, taxi 2, runway 31, and hold short.
Taxi 2,
runway 31,
and hold short.
American 34, 31.
Lockheed Martin register, 3R3D register, 34.
American 34, 31, monitor, tower 118.7.
Monitor,
tower 118.7, American 34, 31.
American 34, 31, tower, runway 31, taxi into position and hold.
Taxi into position and hold.
Runway 31.
Roger.
American 34, 31.
We're already there, so let's see if it'll actually clear us. Oh, but actually we'll have to...
American 34, 31, winds 275 at 16, fly runway heading, runway 31, cleared for takeoff.
Fly runway heading, cleared for takeoff.
American 34, 31.
Alright, well, let's do this.
Autopilot main tab object. Multi-line. Repeating object. Selected 20. Selected 3. Selected 0. AP object. Set.
Autopilot on.
Atlas candle dialog range mode. Less.
Straight take.
Radar. Menu. Lockheed Martin register. Atlas candle dialog range mode. Menu. Collapse. Selected nav move. Menu. Press context. Atlas candle dialog range mode, menu. Lockheed Martin register, 3R3D register, 34.
Okay, so let's, yeah, because we didn't really taxi, so it's gonna think we're, you know, we're taxiing now, and then you know, it's off, put the parking brake on.
Atlas candle dialog range mode, menu.
Oh, well,
press context. Remember, run straight, run takeoff R, run straight takeoff R.
Switching to true heading display for departure, sir. Landing, stroke, and NAV lights on. Climb rate set to 2,200 feet per minute. Altitude set to 3,300 feet. Speed set to 200 knots. NAV on.
Lockheed Martin register, RPD register, 34.
Thank you. sumo navigation, sir. Altitude set to 6,000 feet. Speed set to 250 knots.
American 3431, contact departure.
Over to departure.
Departure, American 3431.
Is with you, leaving
1,546,000.
American 3431, departure, radar contact, fly heading 280, climate maintain 15,000.
Fly heading
280,
climb and maintain
15,000. American 3431,
heading set to a magnetic heading of 280 degrees. Altitude set to 15,000 feet.
Object, SDG check, MCH object, HDG check. MCSD, app object, open line, trigger. Trigger.
Climb rate is 2,277 feet per minute, sir. Altitude is 9,641 feet, sir.
Add object. Multiply. Trigger. Trigger.
Current altitude is 11,080 feet.
Menu. Press contact. Flight speed submenu. Takeoff. 1 minute. Speed save. 341.
Speed set to 341 knots.
New York Center, American 3431. Leaving 12,700 415,000.
American 3431, New York Center. Roger, climb and maintain. Flight level 230 at or above 17,000. Clear direct. Zulu, India. Mike, Mike, Zulu, then as filed.
Climb and maintain. Flight level 230 at or above 17,000. Direct Zulu.
Zulu.
Then as filed. American
3431.
Next waypoint sim selected.
Ops 22.0, channel one company. From the original airways, Ben Car 0.0, radar contact, Virgin Force, from the original airways, Google Coco, Zulu, Visit, goodbye. Application visit, immediate for carrier operated, ADC, in flight, origin, heading, destination, default rate, flight time, heading, airway, heading, passage, 0, field, flight, field, end, reserve, retake, off, double, panic, W, heading, altitude, climb, profile, heading, 250/280/0. Heading, 250/280, walking, park, register, recar, media, register, D4, 01, column 2. Autopilot, agent. MCH object, STC object, multiply, trigger. 2. From the airport, airlines, Google, from the airport, heading 250/280, Lockheed Martin. D, space, magnet. A, magnet. Trigger.
Speed set to 280 knots.
Object, multiply, trigger. Trigger.
Current altitude is 14,770 feet, sir.
Simulation
unpaused. Time acceleration is 1.
Autopilot main channel abject. Multiply trigger. Rate simulation unpaused. Time acceleration. Rate altitude. Rate trigger.
Current altitude is 14,915 feet, sir. Altitude is 14,953 feet, sir.
Abject, multiply, trigger. One, VE object selected 15,000. VE multiply, trigger set altitude. Space, magnet. Trigger.
Altitude set to 17,000 feet. Climb rate is 34 feet per minute, sir.
Trigger.
Climb rate set to 1,000 feet per minute.
Abject. STD check. Abject.
Current altitude is 15,799 feet, sir. Altitude is 16,346 feet, sir.
Delta 490, contact New York Center on 134.8.
New York Center on 134.8, Delta 490.
Current altitude is 16,580 feet, sir. Next waypoint spot selected. Current altitude is 16,801 feet, sir. Nick Cantos, Hyrinx. Did you take off altitude set to 23,000 feet?
Yeah, I did take off. I for whatever reason, the stream stopped. Like, I had to check start streaming again. Let me go just check to see. I have a new setup.
Lucky Park Register. From Universal Airlines Google Chrome Robot.com, Chat Robot.com 4. From Universal Airlines Radar.com, FS Meal Time, Sky 7 Rope, Ops 22.0. Ops 22.
I hope that everything, the audio and everything is coming.
Ops 64, 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 Ops
64, Ops 64,
Ops 64, Ops 64, Ops 64, Ops 64, Ops
64, Ops 64,
Ops 64,
Ops 64, Ops 64,
climb rate is 210 feet per minute, sir. Current altitude is 17,087 feet, sir. Climb rate set to 1,000 feet per minute.
Meeting selected 23,000 meetings, multiply, trigger.
Next waypoint, Mikai selected. Nick Cantos, for some reason, my brother and I can't stream using OBS every time we stream. It does not go to YouTube. Do you have to input the SRAM key again?
I never have to do it again.
Lucky Park Register.
So, no, I don't.
minutes. Glider flight speeds up NMF. Takeoff. Minimum speed save. Mach 0.71S. Nevis.
Speed set to Mach 0.71.
By the way, is the audio pretty choppy? Like, because it's kind of choppy over here, though, because of the, like, I'm recording and streaming, so I hope it's not choppy over the stream.
Settings do you use so that this issue does not happen?
Southwest 3783, contact New York Center on 133.45.
New York Center on 133.45, Southwest 3783.
I have, let's see, in my stream, settings, I've got, well, you should have YouTube selected. Then you put your key in. The server should automatically be detected. Hopefully it won't, you know, hopefully, you know, if you put it in again, if you put a key in again, maybe it might work. You shouldn't.
Nick Santos, the audio is currently choppy.
Yes, I hope you can get back on YouTube at some point there, Nick, because, you know, more people on YouTube is, especially us, is, I think better. I think YouTube is, a better place to put up, even like audio games. Takes care of all the hosting, not to worry about, I've been YouTubing stuff, off and on for 8 years. I have 8 years worth of YouTube content up on my channel of, various things. This takeoff and the recording, for whatever reason, I don't know, I don't think it's streamed. Stupid thing went offline. By the way, I am on Twitch. I am streaming on Twitch as well, twitch.tv/onceone. Feel free to follow me over there if you feel so inclined. I actually prefer people watch me on Twitch. I stopped using YouTube because, that's where gamers go, is Twitch.
Current altitude is 26,167 feet, sir. Set to 1,000 feet per minute.
Okay, so for whatever reason, I did not press start streaming. I probably forgot to hit start streaming when I started, so
Southwest 3392, contact New York Center on 133.05.
New York Center on 133.05, Southwest 3392.
I don't think I'm gonna go full time deal. I do wanna like work and get out of the house and stuff. If that doesn't work out, then maybe I might. I would like to be able to make some money on the side with it though, if I can get enough following to do it. I don't have enough. That's why I want to get a following on Twitch, because I'm halfway there to like start receiving money I'm halfway there to like 50 followers to then you can apply for an affiliate status on Twitch.
Current altitude is 30,914 feet. Altitude is 31,697 feet, sir. Altitude is 31,829 feet.
Literally like 200 feet.
Altitude is 31,923 feet, sir. altitude is 31,963 feet, sir. Altitude is 31,980 feet, sir. Current altitude is 31,990 feet, sir.
Yeah, I have. I think I'm gonna go for government work, though, just to get some work experience, maybe like IRS or something. I know several people who work at ILS, or ILS, or IRS, I think it'd be a good starting fit, certainly. Business-wise, I'd probably start something around like this, make a...
American 3431, contact New York Center, 134.985, have a good flight.
Basically I'd do something like this.
New York Center, 134.985.
Gaming,
New York Center, American 3431, is with you at flight level 320.
American 3431, New York Center, roger.
Is struggling, but I think he can do it. So we'll see how well it goes for him, because games are our games. We're limited in what we can play. So it's not like we can just pick up any mainstream game and just.
Object, multiply, reader. SD object, FC object.
Current altitude is 31,998 feet, sir.
We're pretty much there. I'm not going to be anal about the exact...
Speed set to Mach 0.74.
Since we are pretty much on cruise for the next 2 hours and some change, I'm going to chill out, lay down the bedroom, but I'll still be here to talk and things, but
next week we'll be
autopilot's got it handled. For now. Definitely sounds like cruising speed there, doesn't it? Well, man. Less fuel we burn that way.
Cantos, I run a business and have been for 4 years. I am able to play video games and still run it because it is completely flexible.
So, I mean, what do you do for, you know, business? You know, is it a... You know, like, do you sell things? Do you, you know, tech consultant or whatever that's... you know, what is your line of work, per se? So after this flight, I was actually going to play Madden, because, you know, we can play now live with the Eagles versus Cowboys, but I kind of have a feeling that, you know, the ability to do that is probably over, so I don't know if I'll be doing that tonight. I may do some late at homework, actually.
Next waypoint, Lee Joy selected. And I also sell products online through my very own website.
Oh, okay, that's pretty awesome.
American 31 contact Cleveland Center 121.2. We'll see you later.
Cleveland Center on 121.2.
I might apply or, you know,
Cleveland
whatever.
Center, American 3431 is with you at flight level 320.
Take advantage of your services there.
America 3431, Cleveland Center, Roger.
We're almost to Columbus. We're in Cleveland, so we're, you know, that was a pretty short flight. We're already, you know, flying over Cleveland.
more information about my business, the fastest way to get it is to text SNETWORK to 313,131. Thanks for showing your interest and I hope I can help you out.
Cool, yeah, I'll take a look.
are a senior in college. You sound younger.
Actually, I am actually 27, it's hard to judge, I may be like a junior, probably like a junior slash senior in college now. It's hard to judge because it's based on credits. Don't know exactly how much credits I have right now, but I'm getting the associates. It's pretty much, been a slow burn, so we'll see where it ends up. We'll see what happens on the 17th, how many credits on total.
Next waypoint here selected.
I will be back momentarily in a couple minutes. I'm going to go downstairs for about 2 to 5 minutes. Eat a snack real quick while we're in the cruise. I will, I know I'm pretty sure Nick is the only person listening right now, but hey, I mean, if there's anybody else, tuning in, I will be back in a couple minutes, and hopefully we should near the top of descent by the time I get back. Talk then.
Descend and maintain flight level 280, American 3431.
On 133.65. Cleveland Center, American 3431
is with you at flight level 280.
American 3431, Cleveland Center, roger. 3431, maintain flight level 280.
American 3431, roger.
American 3431, maintain flight level 280.
American 3431, roger.
American 3431, maintain flight level 280.
American 3431, roger.
American 3431, maintain flight level 280.
American 3431, roger.
American 3431, maintain flight level 280.
American 3431, roger.
American 3431, maintain flight level 280.
American 3431, roger.
Next waypoint ISM selected.
American 3431, maintain flight level 280.
American 3431, roger.
American 3431, maintain flight level 280.
American 3431, roger.
American 3431, maintain flight level 280.
American 3431, roger.
American 3431, maintain flight level 280.
American 3431, roger.
31, maintain flight level 280.
American 3431. Roger.
Reaching 1,000, reduced to
250 knots, altimeter
2997,
American 3431.
American 3431, maintain
1,000.
American 3431, Roger.
31, maintain 1,000.
American 34, 31.
Roger. Indianapolis Center,
American 3431.
Is with you at 1,000.
American 3431, Indianapolis Center, Roger. Squawk 4425.
Squawk
4425, American 3431.
Altitude set to 11,000 feet.
Indianapolis,
American set to minus 1,000
feet. Needs to leave frequency to get weather.
Oh, God.
American 3431, report back up within 4 minutes.
Mike Hotel, local latest information, Charlie, wind 020, add 4, visibility 40, cloud broken 2,100, broken 3,200, overcast 7,000, temperature 3, dew point 2, altimeter 3,000, landing and departing runway 10, left, advise approach, you have information, Charlie.
Indianapolis Center,
American 3431, back up.
American 3431, Roger, thank you.
Indianapolis Center. Supposed to be going to freaking Columbus, you know. Oh.
Current altitude is 29,523 feet, sir.
ATLA.
Climb rate set to minus 2,000 feet per minute. Altitude is 26,315 feet, sir.
Never stand by on range of minimum. Rest contest. Flight flight speed takeoff. Minimum speed take. Mach 0.7 to less. Flight speed up. Never stand by on.
Altitude is 18,266 feet, sir.
Object, STD object. check. Airbus Multiline, clear.
Altimeter check.
Clear.
Speed set to 280 knots.
Canova Comet. From Universal Airlines document 250. Heading level 250. Heading level 6. Cruise profile. Airbus heading level 6. Descent code 0.74/280/250. Lockheed Martin register. Clear RVD register. Lockheed Martin.
Indicated airspeed is 300 knots, sir. Indicated airspeed is 289 knots, sir. Current altitude is 12,358 feet, sir.
Again.
American 3431, you missed your crossing restriction. Fly heading 170. American 3431, fly heading 330.
Fly heading 330, American 3431.
American 3431, do you show yourself on the airway? I show you drifting off course, fly heading 355 until receiving suitable navigation. Proceed direct when able. American 3431, contact approach 132.3.
Fly heading 355,
approach
on
132.3. Approach American 3431.
Is with you
at 1000 with Charlie.
American 3431, approach, reduce speed not to exceed 250 knots, vector to the runway 28 left.
Reduce speed not to exceed
250 knots, runway 28 left, American 3431.
American 3431, fly heading 010, descend and maintain, 9000.
Descend and maintain, 9000,
heading 010, American 3431.
Heading set to a magnetic heading of 10 degrees.
American 3431, descend and maintain, 5000.
Descend and maintain
5,000, American 3431.
Altitude set to 5,000 feet. Climb rate set to minus 1,000 feet per minute.
so I'm probably going to do a GPS landing.
Infinite underscore flight one.
Hey, what's up there, Infinite Flight One? Or Infinite underscore Flight One, I should say. My graphics card may have freaking crashed again with,
Lockheed Martin register, restart submenu dialog window.
I don't know what happened with the speed there, like it just, it sounded like it was leveling off at, 5,000 and then,
flight analysis, new scenario, resume.
Okay, resume.
Lockheed Martin register, RPD register, V4 available.
Autopilot
main panel light.
What on earth?
FSX pilot error dialog, another instance of this program.
By the way, Infinite Flight 1, I am a totally blind flight simmer, just in case you were curious.
Desktop, FSX pilot.
That's why you're hearing things talking and all that stuff. Well, I mean, totally blind gamer, but I mean, you know, this is flight sim, so.
Land.
Okay, autopilot on.
Check. Autopilot on. Lockheed Martin register.
Simulation on pause. Time acceleration is 1.
Quick.
Speed set to 250 knots. Quick. Indicated airspeed is 0 knots, sir.
Lockheed Martin register. R3D register.
Yeah, I think,
R3D register, V4 dialog. R3D register, V4 dialog window. End scenario. New scenario. Resume. Exit. R3D register.
I think I flew the wrong, aircraft on this stupid thing anyway, the even though it let me fly the damn thing, the FSX pilot for whatever reason just stopped working, I'm going to try one more thing.
Desktop,
and that is closing.
Lockheed Martin register, channel 1, column, ops 22 point, from your virtual air, radar contact, FS real-time, row 2, column, type 7, row 2, active sky for P3, DV4,
let's see if it's a
message,
water
yes.
issue.
Rest.
But,
Lockheed Martin register.
Again, it doesn't seem
ops 22
like
22.0.2, street R3D register, D4 dialogue window. If you want more information about my business, the fastest way to get it is to text N-word to 3. Left click chat window, read only, fastest way to, Lockheed Martin register, R3D register, D4 dialogue window, exit R3D resume, exit R3D resume.
Gonna resume.
Lockheed Martin register.
Overspeed
yeah,
warning. Overspeed recovery initiated. Spoiler set. Please adjust climb rate and speed, sir.
Yeah, but the 6
knots. Simulation unpaused. Time acceleration is 1. Simulation unpaused. Time acceleration is 1.
It's not like FSX pilot is in control of the aircraft, even with autopilot on. It's
autopilot main path. Nav not checked. Multi-line, greater. Nav not SPD not checked. MCH not checked. SPD not checked.
Okay, speed check. Check. Can we please...
chat window, medium. Autopilot main panel. Chat row, FS panel, ops 20, from your virtual radar contact, version 4, slash auto, FS real-time, row 2, column 3. Type 7, row 2, column, autopilot main panel, row 1, column 1.
And it looks like P3D crashed.
Desktop, FS. Show test, user promoted, notable, Gatos, MPDA. Discord, Skype. Ops studio.
So much for this flight, I guess.
Ops studio. Dropbox actions recommended. Dropbox, ops, ops, sleep. Skype. Discord. Autopilot main panel row, chat row 1 column, FS panel, ops went from your virtual airlines, Grand Car V0.1.2.15 row 2 column 1. Radar contact version 4 slash auto as comms row 2 column 2.
Well, what can we do? P2D crashed. I don't know what that was all about. That hasn't really happened to me before. That was a good stream, I guess. But I just wish things like this would not happen. Anyway, I guess that's a wrap. So I will exit radar and thanks, like I said, Infinite Flight for the follow. And hey, Infinite Flight is that's a development company, isn't it? For high-end aircraft. That's if you're one of the developers over there.
RCB4. Autopilot. SPD check.
We kind of want to talk to you for some accessibility.
Chat window, read only.
Accessibility stuff. That'd be epic to get some of these planes, get some standards and kind of make them FMCs and things more accessible and all that.
Radar contact version 4 slash auto as comms row 1. Radar contact. Chat row 1 column 2. Ops 22.0 from your virtual airline Google Chrome from your virtual air FS real time row 1 column 6.
Anyways.
Type 7 row 1 column. Radar contact version 4 slash auto as comms row 1 column 1.
I'm not receiving your transponder. Be sure to get the fly lights walking. 4425.
Radar contact version 4 slash auto as comms. Not responding.
Of course.
Radar contact version 4. Chat row 1 column 2. Ops 22.0 from your virtual airline Google.
Alright, so that is the end
radar
of this
contact,
flight.
Radar contact, slash auto, as comms, row 1, column 3, ops 22.0.2, 64-bit, windows, show
this video, but,
Ops 64, ops 6, volume slider for desktop audio, properties for control settings, studio mode not checked, stop recording checked, stop streaming checked.
See you guys next time.
Not checked, stopping stream, stop recording checked.